This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just another day for Elon Musk, who's now worth $304 billion. It was anything but for the motorists who were trapped overnight on a treacherous I-95. Wow, winter storm causing complete havoc and chaos, some trucks overturned. There was a senator, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, who was stuck for 27 hours. 53 miles were closed. People had no way to get out. I mean, unless they knew somebody with a helicopter that somehow could fly in this stuff, land by their car, and take them off the road. But that didn't happen. So it was nutty. And it's going to be even nuttier because now there's more bad weather expected. So here's the deal. This is when you do not go to work. Sorry, I'm not getting on I-95 because who knows if I'll get off. If a tractor trailer jackknifes or something else happens, we know we're going to be stuck because you have no way to get to us. And we look at that, right, and say, what happened? Why didn't they know that that was coming? Seems there's a lot of that going on in and near Washington. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on this show, 2022. You got to say it a couple times fast so you can just remember it if you write checks. Who writes checks anymore? But, I mean, maybe you're dating things, and if you're dating things, have you, be honest, scribbled out 21 and put in 22? Or, you know, just turn the one into a two. I have to admit, I had one incident. I turned a one into a two, and then they said it wasn't, I had to put my initials by it. So there you go. And I thought, well, I don't even write checks, so how am I in this situation? Like I said, there are other things that you date. So let me tell you more about this I-95, because it's fascinating and sad at the same time. When the Department of Transportation there, the Virginia Department of Transportation, was asked, come on, what's the deal? Well, you knew the weather was coming. Why weren't the roads salted? What happened? And they said there was so much rain that came before the snow that they couldn't salt the roads because it would have just gotten washed off, so it didn't make any sense. And then the storm, as we have heard so many times in 2021 with various storms, just all of a sudden rolled in, and there was no way to stop it. So, meaning there was no way to say, oh, storm, can you stop while we go and salt these roads? So that's what happened. They had plow trains to remove the snow and ice from the travel lanes, but they couldn't do a lot of that until the disabled cars and trucks were towed away. And for some people, it happened on Monday, and it lasted more than a dozen hours. There was definitely people that were trapped overnight. It depended on the portion of the road that you were stuck on. So what people would do was turn their engines on for a time to heat up, then turn them off to conserve fuel. Then they would share food and supplies and all that, whatever they could, with other people. And boy, some of them were saying they were so close to home they could have walked home faster. But then you're just abandoning the car, so they're stuck, you know. And when you're stuck and you're in your car for that long, I'm thinking there is nothing like hitting that bed when you finally get home. Okay, all bets are off. I'm eating a donut, grabbing some coffee, and I'm out. I'm out. Nobody wake me up. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I've been in a car for 24 hours. There was a guy in a car with his dog, and the dog had dog food, though. He happened to have dog food in the car, so the dog was okay, and they just dealt with it. But it was cold. So now you've got the cold, the ice, the snow, that whole 50-mile stretch. And I don't know, there's got to be a solution to this. Just another thing to go back to the old drawing board and say, what happens when a storm catches us rocked back on our heels? Because first there was rain and we couldn't salt the roads. There has to be a better way. We live in the United States of America. There had to be something, somebody could have thought of. And you know that they're going to have trucks that are going to fall off the road, that are going to jackknife. Things are absolutely going to happen. All right, speaking of things happening, there are a lot of people who have Omicron. So many places that you go, you'll see signs up that they're short-staffed, or even places are closed temporarily if they're not closed for good. And it's about 1 million now new daily COVID cases. 1 million. The country reported a record single high number of daily COVID cases with that 1 million new infections. So these numbers are all provided by Johns Hopkins, by the way. Highest 7-day average of daily new cases in any country. Any country, right? And that was part of the reason, the problems with the flights over the holiday weekend. People were calling in testing positive. And then you have people that are hospitalized with it, and that's about 98,000 Americans are hospitalized. So it's getting close to that peak Delta wave level when you had about 103 people that were in hospital beds with COVID across the country. The president decided that he was going to say something about it. And what did he say? He said that you have a way to protect yourself with this. And if you are vaccinated, you will survive this. If you aren't, it's a different story. So the message is the same, pushing the vaccines and pushing the boosters just across the board. And this is the message from last week, and it was the message before that, and it was the message in the summertime when the thought was it would be 70% of the country would be vaccinated. But fully vaccinated in the United States, 62.2%. 62.2%. So I think Omicron peaks this month. Hopefully it starts to go on the downhill slope in February, and then we come out of it in March and feel good about that. And please, please, no more variants, right? The FDA, by the way, as a point of fact, authorized booster shots for 12 to 15-year-olds in coronavirus cases are certainly spiking, like I said, among kids, too. So the count and the levels, and depending on the area and the surges and the hospitalizations, the same conversation that we've had for the last 2 years. And what's the conversation? Initially, it's always like, oh, there's a wave. I hate that word. There's a wave. And then we're seeing certain events that happen and coincide with it. And then we'll come out hopefully by the spring. It always seems to be we'll come out by the spring. The winter is the worst possible time for COVID and any of these COVID variants, right? So that's where we stand right now with COVID. And the world, they're seeing the same thing. But, you know, you have Boris Johnson in the UK saying it's full speed ahead. They're not talking about lockdowns. There's no conversation about lockdowns, none of that, because they want things to stay open. We've seen what's happened when things close down. So he's saying, let things roll. And COVID cases are peaking in some areas of England, but nothing like they saw initially when we first dove into, of course, this pandemic. Just the facts. Oh, don't we just long for just the facts? That's on the flip side.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113, DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Time for another edition of Just the Facts. So Just the Facts includes hamsters. Yes, hamsters. They not only love to drink, but I guess they can hold their liquor. Check this out. A single hamster can drink the human equivalent of 1.5 liters of Everclear a day. What? 1.5 liters. Now, figure out the liter thing. I know you can do it. It's easy. Figure it out. It's a fact. In 1996, General Motors announced its first electric car, the EV1, at the Greater Los Angeles Auto Show. It made 2,500 of them before production ceased. Elon Musk, baby, he cornered the market in what they dropped. How about that? A study found that, this is just the facts, that sleeping more at night had no real impact on workers in a poor urban environment in India, but afternoon naps improved productivity and well-being. You know what? I agree with that. I was reading something from a thought leader named Michael Hyatt who said that's exactly what he does, that every day, every working day, he takes a nap. He does what he has to do, and then he takes a nap, and the nap bounces him back to be more effective later in the afternoon. I don't know, if you're working from home, is there a way you can just sneak off and take a nap? I always tell the fabulous technical maestros for this show that that's what they should do. that they should bring in a beanbag or have like this incredible blanket, and they should be able to curl up in a ball somewhere and just take a nap. You know, take an evening nap, whatever time that is, wherever it falls in, and maybe they wake up and they feel more rested. I did that once. I filled in an overnight in New York City for Joe Beningo. This is a very funny, well-known personality in in New York. In fact, I filled in for a few times, and I was so not used to being in New York that time all the way through those hours that there was a dead zone, and there were these couches, and it was a known fact, right? Like, you bring a blanket and you go on the couch and you just take a nap. And the nap didn't make me bounce back, though. At 3 o'clock in the morning, it didn't work quite the same way for me. I don't know. But I think if you do it in the afternoon, it kind of makes sense. So here's the scoop on this productivity thing. What they found out was, in measuring sleep, and this is the Quarterly Journal of Economics, just the facts, volume 136, issue 3, that what they face is challenging living environments that interfere with good sleep. So to measure sleep objectively, what they found is sleep in a couple of places in India, sleep was basically 5.5 hours a night on average, even if they were 8 hours in bed. So the sleep kept getting interrupted. And of course, this can happen in the United States or anywhere else. Do you sleep next to a snorer? Do you snore? Do you have sleep apnea or insomnia? So many people have insomnia. Like, there's a run on melatonin half the time when you go to the grocery store. There's no melatonin because people can't sleep. So maybe if you tried this idea of taking a nap for like a half an hour or so in the afternoon, it might work. Because they're saying what happened was people that didn't get enough nighttime sleep, their decision-making and well-being and all that kind of was a little bit in jeopardy. But when they took those short afternoon naps, it improved the outcomes big time, right? Much more significant in productivity, psychologically, and all of that. So I say if people feel better taking naps, and if they work for you and you know the nap is going to work, let them nap. Hey, when you're a kid, right, that's how you start off. If you go to kindergarten or pre-K, they don't have nap time. They turn off the lights, and the kids sleep for, what, an hour, 45 minutes, whatever it is. So it's kind of like they rip that nap time thing away from you. I'm just saying. All right, it's a fact, and it's a shame. There's a helium shortage, right? I'm not even going to say the word supply chain, but it is supply chain because some of the places that produce the helium had to shut down, right? It's winding down, though. The crunch is almost over, right? They don't have a stable supply of material they need to keep things running, helium-wise, you know, because here's the thing, the sale of crude helium to private industry was discontinued and the stockpile is earmarked for federal users. But then it trickles down to the party stores where you see the signs, out of helium. Thank goodness this did not happen to Sophia Vergara when she was a guest of Jimmy Fallon's, as he convinced her that helium was her friend. Take a listen.
My name is Sophia Vergara.
Cute!
Yeah, come on. Isn't that funny? That's a funny bit, right? You take the balloon, you do the helium thing, and then your voice sounds like that. I was going to do it for all of you on these airwaves. I know you would just spread the word and more people would listen to the show. But they were out of helium. I went to two party cities out of helium. So I was sabotaged because of the shortage. I couldn't get it. I was told it's going to be ample and plentiful, though, that it's happening. So I should come back. So when I can come back to the store and they have helium, I will perform that very feat for you, just like she did on Jimmy Fallon. It is odd. It is a funny thing when you hear someone do that with their voice, right? It is. It's crazy. All right, just the facts. Starbucks. Oh, yeah, Starbucks everywhere, right? They're requiring employees to get COVID vaccines or be tested weekly. That's it. They're on board. They have to be vaccinated by February 9th, or they're going to get that weekly testing. They say it's in response to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. They issued a vaccine or test requirement for companies with more than 100 employees, remember, back in November. And there have been court challenges, but Starbucks is moving forward, right? The Supreme Court is scheduled to consider actually the requirement on Friday. But Starbucks is requiring the 228,000 employees to disclose their vaccination status by January 10th. So they don't even know. So they're going to, so people are going to have to tell them if they were vaccinated or not. Now, the good news is, look, employees who test positive can use paid time to self-isolate. They say they're offering employees two instances of paid isolation time, both up to 5 days each. So, yeah. How many, do you think people would take advantage of that? Would somebody take advantage of that? I'm going to say that's something you don't want to gamble with, because what if you get it? And then you get it again, because some people are getting them. Maybe they're spaced out, but they're getting it more than once. So once you play that card, it's like the river card. Once they turn it over, that's it. That's the card. So maybe that wouldn't be something that you would mess around with. I'm just saying. Maybe not. Maybe that's not something you want to do. All right. Just the facts. We end on this note. Remember the Nirvana baby? You know, the naked baby on the cover of the Nirvana album, Nevermind, the Nevermind baby. 30 years old now, suing the band over the album cover. A California judge granted a motion to dismiss a child pornography lawsuit brought by the man who appeared as the itty bitty baby on the very famous cover of Nirvana's Nevermind album. He filed a lawsuit, why not try, in August against members of the former band, music executives, and the photographer from the shoot. This is Spencer Eldon. He claims he'll suffer lifelong damages thanks to the album cover that depicts him as a baby with his genitals showing on the cover. After the defendant's motion for the lawsuit dismissal back in December, Eldon and his legal team had until the 30th to file an opposition. They did not do so. So there you go. It's over with. You know, it's interesting. It is an iconic cover, and I just don't think of it as child pornography, I suppose. When I look at it, it just looks like a cute baby. But like I said, somebody had the idea that, hey, maybe he's, I don't know, maybe people are picking on him or have picked on him about that album cover, and he wanted some relief, but he did not get it legally anyway. That's just the facts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. President Joe Biden announced the White House is upping its game when it comes to COVID-19 testing.
With more capacity for in-person tests, we should see waiting lines shortened and more appointments freed up. So if you're insured, you can buy the test and get paid for it.
Starting next week, Americans can apply for reimbursements for test kits. In related news, some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott is suing the Biden administration to block the Pentagon's vaccine mandate for the Texas National Guard. You're listening to USA Radio News. Oil and gas leases are returning in 2022.
The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. The Biden administration stopped the leasing process last January and announced a review of the program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Health Department Director Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pediatric pandemic high for hospitalizations in Michigan was 71. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, yeah,
going to the man cave.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, drum roll, please, as we sit here in the man cave, the Washington football team. What do you think the new name for the Washington football team is going to be? I don't know. I really don't. I've heard all kinds of rumors. I've heard rumors that, you know, there was the president's brigade, Red Hogs, and some of this now has been released, Red Wolves, Defenders, Armada. It's not going to be Armada. I would be stunned if it was Armada. Anyway, typical of how you brand in the NFL, the Washington football team did this in a smart way. They decided we're going to drop this before the Super Bowl. So they dropped their old name, can you believe it, 19 months ago. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. And now their team president is saying that we're going to announce on February 2nd, 11 days before the Super Bowl, we're going to announce what the new name is, right? So interesting, right? Now, some of the names that I said, like the Red Hogs Brigade, that's not the so-called official list. I mean, for some reason, I keep hearing about wolves, 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 but I mean, I just can't nail it down. I've tried to strong arm some of the people I know in Washington. I used to go on the air in Washington a lot on a radio station there and break down what was happening in the NFL and talk about the Dallas Cowboys and whatnot. So I have some great friends who've covered the the Washington football team for a long, long time. So let's see what they come up with. It's kind of wild to rebrand, right? And Washington was the first team in the four major North American professional sports leagues to drop Native American imagery after all the discussion about race and et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, Cleveland did the same thing and adopted its new nickname, Guardian. So we'll see. I can't imagine what's going to be. I can't imagine rebranding a football team. In a way, I think it would be pretty exciting. And another way, you have all this history of the past, and you know, you think about some of the great Washington teams, and I don't know, you think of the names that we have in football. I mean, Cardinals, Rams, 49ers, Saints, Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Browns, Steelers, Packers, Vikings, you know, Houston Texans. At first, when Houston went with the Houston Texans, I didn't like it. But now I like it. I'm used to it. It makes sense to me. And because of the shuffling around, it completely made sense. All right, Baker Mayfield had a rough day for Cleveland. But, of course, part of the problem, I think, was that he was limited in his mobility. And guess what? He's not going to play Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. And you can bet the Bengals are going to win that one. So even though they're clinched and they're in, there's nothing for the Browns to play for, so it doesn't make any sense. The surgery is probably going to happen sometime this week. He's been playing with the shoulder injury, rather, since week two. And he admitted following Monday's loss to the Steelers, he was pretty damn beat up, is what he said. He said it exactly that way. He was sacked 9 times in that game. So he's got this shoulder injury and harness, and it had to have affected some of his performance this year. I mean, it had to have. So he's under contract with Cleveland Mayfield through the 2022 season, and the Browns have already exercised the 5th-year option on his rookie deal. We'll see what kind of a season he has next year, but that's for next year. We're not even through this year. We still have another exciting week left in the NFL, and there's some teams who are going to get in the playoffs, and there's some teams that are going to be left out based on what happens in their game and a couple of other things that have to happen. You know how you do that crazy jigsaw puzzle? Yeah, I'm not going to go through the jigsaw puzzle. I'm just going to tell you that I think some of these games are going to be pretty interesting. And it's a good time to remind you, listen, get off your duff, win some prizes, nail the score, which we're going to revamp coming up later in 2022. But we got to finish the season out how we started it. So it's very simple. On Wednesday's show, last segment in our first hour, boom, I announced the game of the week in the NFL just for fun. You can hate football, but you like to win. So you just guess a team of the two teams that are playing each other that I say, and then you give me a score. And we know the scores are so lopsided, crazy, and whatever. You could probably pick any score out of thin air, and who knows, that could happen. So you can analyze the game all you want or not analyze it. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about coming up with a guess. That's what it's about. Coming up with a guess. So wild card weekend is ahead, then the division rounds, and then, of course, eventually we get to the playoffs. But we still have week 18 to play in the NFL. And you have the Cowboys and the Eagles, and that's traditionally such a big rivalry that's at the link in Philly, and both teams, you know, there's some seeding that happens based on the game. Dallas is favored by 7 points in this game. Of course, we've seen what's happened with Dak Prescott. They got the real challenge from the Cardinals, and the Cardinals won. The Broncos are playing the Chiefs. I think that's the Chiefs, after coming off of that crazy loss, I think they win that one pretty easily. They're favored by 10 points. You've got the Packers and the Lions, and you have Aaron Rodgers, who's saying that he wants to play in that game, that he doesn't want to sit, that, yeah, they clinched everything, they have nothing to play for, but he does. He wants to play. What do you think is going through the minds of all the coaches? No. No. Maybe he plays for a little bit, but no. Unless in his head he's thinking, how many of these games do I have left? Because here we go again with, I'm not going to drag this out. If they win the Super Bowl, I guarantee Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back. There's no way. But playing the Lions, and the Lions
2, 13, and 1. Oh, so rough, right? The Vikings and the Bears, that's another interesting matchup just because of the histories, but nobody's going anywhere in that crew, that's for sure. And then you look at the Giants and what a terrible season they've had, and Washington, the wheels came off, and those two teams are playing each other. I'll tell you one that's going to be really interesting, and maybe this is what I should start with, the interesting stuff that we would be sitting, if we were sitting next to each other and you like sports, we'd be talking about this one, especially if you like the NFL. The Steelers and the Ravens. Baltimore's favored by 5.5 points, and for the Steelers, this is, you know, they're trying to get into the playoffs, and you got Big Ben Roethlisberger, who's, this is probably his last hurrah. I mean, it is, for sure it is, because it was his last home game, and he made that known when the Steelers hit the field against the Browns the other day. So this one has the makings of a great game. Baltimore is favored, but this, don't count the Steelers out in this one. And the Ravens are at home, and at home they're 5-3. 5-3. How about the Saints? Who dat? Boy, they stepped up. And this happens in Atlanta against the Falcons. New Orleans is favored by 4.5 points. I really like New Orleans in that game to come up big, because there's still those opportunities that are, I'm sure, in their minds. The 49ers and the Rams. You know, 49ers and the Rams. For the 49ers, they, of course, this is a rivalry. They want to beat them. And for the Rams, boy, Matt Stafford and that crew just really pulled it out last week. And then we conclude things as we go down to games that are kind of interesting, very interesting. It's the NBC Sunday night game, and that game is the Chargers and the Raiders. And the Raiders, boy, they're like the heart attack team, aren't they? People were just writing off the Raiders after John Gruden was out. That oh, yeah, it's not that they're dissing the coaches, but they thought, oh, the Raiders are in disarray. And Derek Carr, no, Derek Carr somehow finds a way to win games. And the same with the Chargers. They surprise you. And the Chargers are favored by 3. This is in Las Vegas. They'll go crazy in Vegas. Think of all the games that they've just won, how many they've reeled off. The Colts, the Broncos, the Browns. Then they had a couple of losses. One was a blowout against the Chiefs, but they had a close loss against Washington. They beat the Cowboys in a high-flying affair in the end, 36-33. I don't know. This is a tough one of all of the games on the radar. I think this is a very, very tough one to predict. I do. People are asking me about Major League Baseball and what's going to happen in Major League Baseball. And, you know, the answer is, right now, it's about this whole free agency period. And no, there's no winter meetings to go to. There's no free agents to sign, which normally we'd be talking about that. So what do you do when your sport is locked out? What do you do when you would normally be doing that? I mean, it's 3 weeks old. It seems like nothing has happened so far. What's going on between the owners and the players? That's what somebody said to me. Hey, are we going to see baseball? Should I even get any season tickets? What do you think? And the answer is nothing had been scheduled for Christmas week, none of that. And was there any progress made? Very little progress. January is a big month in determining when the lockout ends. And the core economic issues are going to be back on the table. And it's anyone's guess as to when that happens. Is it the end of January or not? The sides can't avoid the train coming down the tracks, for sure. To break the deadlock, one or both sides is going to have to give a little on the major issues. And it's just economics, right? That's all it's about. It's the arbitration system, revenue sharing among clubs. Players say they're working under antiquated rules. The league says they're core issues to the way the game is played, and they have been agreed upon, and that's that. So there's got to be some sort of compromise, right? And if you're a fan, and this was the other question that was posed to me, should you be worried? And I say not now, but be worried at the end of January or the beginning of February if nothing has happened and it seems more cantankerous. I'm in a great mood because you swept up the peanuts before I got into the man cave, and this was a fun man cave. It's going to be a great weekend of football. Next time around, we'll talk more about the college football playoffs and Georgia and Alabama.
you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
So I am very pleased to take you to Australia, in fact, Sydney, for a conversation with Sabina Busick. She's written a book called Little Peter Potty Mouth. And I don't know about the rest of you that are listening to the show. Of course, we have a huge American audience, but we also have many people that listen in other parts of the world. And we're seeing a shift in what kids can get away with. And I think of what my mother would do in situations, especially when I was younger, if I picked up some of that language and kind of just threw it into my vocabulary like it was second nature. And there is not all kids, but there is a little bit of a trend. So her book is so important because there is a lesson to be learned for little Peter. Sabina, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So why did you write the book? What made you decide, you know, I'm going to tackle this?
Well, first off, my husband, Peter, he looks exactly when he was young like he was in the book. And he often told me that he had a little bit of a temper. And he was one of seven and he would chase his brothers and sisters around. And that gave me the idea, okay, and I've also noticed that the children today have become very, very disobedient. I don't know about in America, but in Australia, they don't fret in swearing in front of their parents, which I would never get away with in my life. And I thought, well, I could write a book about this because, you know, it's getting pretty, pretty pretty bad. They've been being disrespectful. And then a God thing happened, and I wrote the book literally in 10 minutes, and the rest is history. I had a friend, Rebecca Isaac, who illustrated, and she did a great job. And, you know, that's how it happened. It was very simple, really.
And it's interesting. You and I were talking off the air, and you said at one point you had a big switch in your life, and like so many of us, and you didn't realize, or maybe you did, but you used to swear.
Oh, yes. I used to swear like a sailor, not in front of my parents, of course, but I used to have a very, very foul mouth. And then when I became a Christian at 26, it didn't happen overnight, but slowly I began to realize, I thought, no, this isn't really very, very nice to swear. And, you know, and when you don't swear and you talk to people with respect, they do treat you differently. They do treat you with respect. And it did happen very slowly. Like, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to stop swearing, like, completely. But, yeah, it does happen. And even when I sit on the bus now, if I'm sitting on the bus and someone swears next to me, you know, they'll apologize and they don't even know I don't swear. So, yeah.
Yeah, but, boy, what does that show you? So tell us more about little Peter. What happens to little Peter?
Well, little Peter is a very naughty little potty mouth boy who is often in trouble because he does not do what his brother tells him to, who does not watch his language. And then one day a very cheeky fairy decides to tell him or tries to teach him a lesson on how to behave, and he doesn't know that what he is doing is wrong until he is actually taught that what he is doing is wrong. And in the end, he does change his ways and he becomes a better person for it.
Ah, so that's the good thing, becoming the better person for it. And I think you've told us that just in what you said there. But what do you hope kids take away from hearing this story? Because it's really geared to kids that can understand Peter.
Yeah, it is geared to children, especially young children, because even very, very young children are swearing nowadays. And I just hope they'll come to take the chance to realize what their parents do for them and to respect their parents and also to respect their elders, because children are not respecting their elders anymore. And it's partially, I don't know why. It's just suddenly, I don't know if it's from COVID or if it's from the media or if it's even from the video games they play. They're just not respecting, they just think that, you know, they know everything, and we just, you know, they don't get their way. Even at 12 years old, they have a temper tantrum until they do get their way. And, you know, they have to learn that life is not like that. It's about respect.
Perfect place to end this. It is about respect. This is a great book. This is a great gift to give to anyone with children, really. Little Peter Potty Mouth. Sabina Busick, thank you so much for coming on. And we look forward to your next book because you're working on something completely different. And I'm interested in this because I like ancient history, and so do you, apparently.
Oh, I love ancient history. It's my favorite subject in year 11 and 12. I did archaeology, and I absolutely loved Egyptology. That was my absolute favorite. And I studied. I did an assignment on Tutankhamun, and I actually got 100%. And I just loved it. I love Nefertiti, and I just love all, and I love Hatshepsut, and I just love all Egyptology. It's just fascinating.
I totally agree, so we can't wait for that book. You're working on that now. And again, Little Peter Potty Mouth, you can get that on Amazon or wherever great books are sold.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabina. Appreciate it.
Lovely to talk to you.
Closing out the tail end of the show, wow, you feeling lucky? I felt lucky on Monday, and I did not win the Powerball. I didn't win anything. I didn't win $2. The winning numbers were 2, 13, 32, 33, 48, and the Powerball was 22. I say this again because maybe you won a smaller amount. Now, nobody hit the jackpot. So that means 575 million jumps up to 610 million for Wednesday's drawing. It's the ninth largest jackpot in the history of the game. Key is, What if you nailed it? You'd be like the luckiest person because it's so rare. It is so rare. There was a single ticket in California where they got almost $700 million as a grand prize on October 4th. That was the seventh in U.S. lottery history. The odds of winning a prize are 1 to 24.9. The odds of winning the jackpot, ready for this, bum ba da. I know, that wasn't good, are 1 in 292.2 million. Let me say that again. If you win this jackpot, you can just make up a name, but assume name, but call me. 1 in 292.2 million. I'd be flying high just on that. And then the reality of how much money you won. I think I said this the other day. If you win, you'd have to move. I mean, even if you love your friends and, of course, you would help the people close to you, that kind of money changes reactions of people. But the money that you, what you could do with that money, how you could help people, when I think of what I already try to do with limited funds, I can only imagine if it was unlimited funds. All right, no fun was the people who were stuck on portions of a 50-mile stretch of I-95 in the Fredericksburg area. We're talking about Virginia, and we're talking about back east. It was terrible. Richmond and Washington, D.C. Some of that was because of disabled trucks, snowy, terrible, icy conditions. So drivers have pretty much described turning their engines on for a time to heat up, then turning them off. It was like 24 hours for some people, or 18 hours. And people conserved fuel, of course. They shared food and supplies with one another because you had crews that were trying to clear the trucks blocking the way. But they can only do humanly what they can do. So there were people who were trapped in this. There was a journalist who was driving home to Miami after a holiday visit with his family in with his family in New York, and he happened to be there. He was stuck for 18 hours, right? So people would get out of their cars. They would slip and slide on the ice. In the case of Jim DeFeeby, he decided, I'm going to stay in my car. But then you think about being in your car for that amount of time, right? And finally, if you had spent that much time, I'm sorry, I would have just gotten off of the interstate and found a place to crash. Because he was going to Miami. I don't know how he would stay awake. So that was smart for him to do that. I think that's exactly what he did, that he found a place to crash. But the interstate is a major, major, major East Coast artery. My mother used to talk about it all the time because it was near my house. A portion of I-95 was probably 8 minutes from where I grew up. And it could be really nasty there too, but it was the Virginia area that got it. And there were, you know, Jim Kane, U.S. Senator Jim Kane, said he was stuck in traffic at 8:30 a.m. Tuesday, 19 hours after starting his drive. See, the great equalizer. It doesn't matter if you are a senator. It doesn't matter you got money. It doesn't matter if you're just Joe Schmo and you got a box of chocolates and you're trying to get home and you want to sit in front of the tube and watch a football game. You didn't make it. Wow, there's got to be. And even it was probably good that Kane was trapped, because he said you have to figure out the strategy and you got to turn the heater on full blast. You got to heat up the car. He was having to do that, then trying to catch some sleep. Wow, just absolutely crazy. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Appreciate you as always. Make it count.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.